This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. We lived through last week's blast and now are in the February thaw. And our hearts went out, of course, to friends in other parts of the country who battled below normal temperatures, below zero temperatures, and were not prepared, like those in Texas. Kerry Martin is a farm broadcaster at the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
For your listeners there in Illinois, you know, having snow and ice and sub-freezing temperatures is no big deal. You get that all the time in the winter. You get it every year. We don't get that in most parts of Texas. Now, I will tell you, in the Texas Panhandle, it gets really cold. So up there, they were a little more prepared for it, a little more used to it, although there were still plenty of problems there. Because it got even colder than they're used to. But in most of Texas, in central Texas where I'm at and on down into the Rio Grande Valley as you get closer to the Mexican border, boy, these were temperatures we just do not see. And we weren't prepared for them. And when they came, they caused all kind of damage that we're trying to clean up from right now.
Focusing in on agriculture, and you do just a tremendous job of covering your state. You have lots of folks on the ground, boots on the ground for sure. What did you find as far as reaction in the livestock and crop arena?
Well, you know, Texas is the largest cattle state in the country. Our cattle producers were out there. I'm sure that yours do the same thing every winter. You get out there and you try to protect those animals the best you can. You know, all over social media, we were watching things last week of all our cattle producers out there in that cold, sacrificing, doing what they had to do to take care of their animals, trying to, you know, get them in a place where you can break that wind off of them, trying to keep them a little cooler, maybe keep them a little drier, breaking ice. You know, that was a daily thing, breaking ice to get water to those cattle, taking care of baby calves. And we're in spring calving right now. You know, typically we can see spring calves started hitting the ground in late January on through the spring, and a lot of folks were right in the middle of spring calving. So trying to keep those baby calves alive, you know, put them in the pickup truck, take them in the house, do what you got to do to keep them alive in these horrible conditions. But our cattle producers were out there doing what farmers and ranchers do, and that is they sacrifice to take care of their animals. And we saw ours do that in a very big way. That was all over the state. When you look at specific areas of the state, dairy producers in the Panhandle, which is where most of our dairy is, we have dairy all over, but there's a huge part of it in the Texas Panhandle. You know, they were struggling, even though, as I mentioned, they are used to having some of those cold temperatures. It still caused them problems. Now, one dairyman we talked to out in a town called Mule Shoe, Texas, he was doing fairly well. He was prepared. He had generators. He had heaters. He had everything he needed to produce the milk, and he was doing a fairly good job without any problems. However, one of the big processing plants out there in that area, they couldn't get natural gas. You can't pasteurize milk if you can't heat it up. Also, they were having power outages. You can't process milk if the power's out. So producers who were hauling to that particular plant, they were dumping over $8 million worth of milk a day because there was simply nowhere for it to go. So even though the farmers may have been coping with the cold, ice, and snow, when there's nowhere to take the milk, you still dump it. It's still a loss. So that was a tough go.
Kerry Martin, Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. This is the RFD Livestock Report.